Hello, this is Grandpa Reby, and I have another story about Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny. This is a story about the time that Porky and Bugs went on a picnic, and here's how the story began. Bugs and Porky both woke up one morning, and they went for their morning walk. After they got back from their walk, they noticed what a beautiful day it was, and Bugs turned to Porky and he says, "Yeah, hey Porky, what do you say we go on a picnic today?" And Porky said, that sounds like a great idea." "Good," said Bugs. "Tell you what, let's see if Matilda and Petunia want to go with us." And Porky said, "That's a good idea." So they called up Bugs Bunny's girlfriend, who was named Matilda, and they called up Porky's girlfriend named Petunia, and they asked them if they would like to go on the picnic. And they said, "Yes, we would love to go on a picnic." So the first thing they had to do is pack a picnic lunch. So Bugs began to put some things in the picnic lunch that he liked. The first thing he put in the picnic lunch was some carrots, of course. Then Porky put in a pie. Then Bugs put in some celery. Then Porky put in some jelly beans. Then Bugs put in some lettuce and some tomatoes. And then Porky put in some small bag of cookies and also some ice cream. Then Porky put in some corn and some broccoli. Then that was Bugs that did that. Then Porky put in some candy. Well, finally, after they packed this combination of healthy and unhealthy foods, they decided to meet Matilda and Petunia to go on the picnic. So they got in Bugs' car and they drove over to Petunia and Matilda's houses and they picked them up. When they got in the car, they were very excited, and they immediately started heading out to the picnic site, which was down along the banks of the Gitche-Gumee River. So it wasn't long before they reached the Gitche-Gumee River, and they spread out their picnic blanket, sitting down by the edge of the river where the cool water was flowing by, and they put all the food out on the picnic blanket, and they began to have their picnic lunch, which was very, very enjoyable. And they, after eating the lunch, they felt kind of sleepy, so they laid down to take a little nap. Well, while they were taking a nap, Porky's toe was sticking out of his shoe right by the side of the river, and a little turtle came up, and the turtle saw Porky's big toe, and he thought it was another turtle. So the little turtle grabbed hold of Porky's toe and went to give it a kiss. And at that point, Porky woke up and he saw that the turtle was trying to do this, and he said, "Turtle, leave me alone." And the turtle backed away. Just then, a little canoe came down the river and it was being paddled by a little Indian boy whose name was Hiawatha. And in the canoe was a little Indian girl, and her name was Pocahontas. Porky and Bugs waved, and so did Matilda and Petunia. "Hello, Hiawatha. Hello, Pocahontas." And Hiawatha waved back, as did Pocahontas. They said, "Will you come in and say hi to us?" And so they did. They paddled into shore, they got out of the canoe, and they all had some more picnic lunch together and talked. Just then, Bugs had an idea. "Porky," he said, "I have an idea." And Porky said, "Yeah, well, what's your idea, Bugs?" "Well, I'd like to take that canoe, if Hiawatha will let me, and go downriver to the rapids." Hiawatha said, "Well, you can borrow my canoe, but be sure to be careful, because the rapids are dangerous." And Bugs said, "Don't worry, I'm a good canoer, and I'll have lots of ballast in the canoe with Porky to keep it stable." Hiawatha said, "Yes, I can see that." So he said, "Well, be careful, and maybe we'll go down the riverbank and watch you go down the rapids. That would be a good idea, said Bugs. So Porky and Bugs got in Hiawatha's canoe, and they paddled out into the middle of the river and started heading down the river towards the rapids. And it wasn't long before the water began to flow faster and get rougher, and they began to hear a noise in the background like this. A similar noise to what a rocket ship sounds like when it takes off, only this time it wasn't a rocket. It was a giant waterfall just below the rapids. So as Porky and Bugs began to see that they were heading faster and faster toward this noise that got louder and louder, Bugs began to have second thoughts and decided that maybe it wasn't such a smart idea to take the canoe ride down the rapids. So he said, Porky, prepare to reverse direction of canoe. And Porky says, preparing to reverse the direction of the canoe. So they turned the canoe around and they started paddling upstream. But they could not keep up with the current. It was faster than they could paddle. So now the canoe was definitely heading down towards the rapids. So Porky decided and Bugs decided to turn the canoe around again and to face the obstacle head on. By this time, Petunia and Matilda and Hiawatha and Pocahontas had already walked down along the riverbank and were standing by the waterfalls and were trying to think of what they could do to help Porky and Bugs. Porky and Bugs bravely held on to their paddles and continued heading down the river. Soon they got to the edge of the waterfall, and at this point, Bugs said to Porky, brace yourself for a head-on ride down the waterfalls. And Porky said, bracing. And they both gripped on tightly to the side of the canoe, and the canoe turned and started going straight down the waterfalls. And the sound was like this. But Porky and Bugs were not afraid. They were brave and they held on tightly. And before you knew it, they had completely gone down the waterfalls, submerged and come back up, and were safe and sound at the bottom of the waterfalls. At that time, Petunia and Matilda, Hiawatha and Pocahontas had gone down to the bottom of the waterfalls, and they were clapping and cheering, yay, yay, Porky and Bugs have survived the waterfall. And everybody then took the canoe out of the water, and they portaged it or carried it all the way back up to where they had their original picnic site. And that night when Porky and Bugs went to bed, they thought about the adventure they had had on the Gitche-Gumee River in Hiawatha's canoe riding the big waterfall. And Porky even remembered the little turtle that liked his toe. They decided that soon they would have another fun adventure. And that concludes this story and this adventure of Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny. I hope you enjoyed this, Luke.